60 seconds away from your shot caller question of the day, but first, let's start off this morning with a feel-good story.
Oh, okay. That's a good way to start.
You know, when you're driving down the highway, there's a lot of weird stuff you might see.
Mm-hmm.
You could see a driver playing the trombone while they cruise into work.
That is multitasking.
It's talent. Or an elderly man riding a hover-round in the HOV lane. Or maybe an overturned semi that spilled 80,000 bags of hot Cheetos all over the pavement.
Jumping out of my car now.
The most delicious accident you've ever seen. But drivers in Northern California were stunned at what they saw while driving on the highway the other night. Motorists spotted a young girl in the back of a vehicle holding up a handmade sign that read, "Help me, she's not my mom."
That is so scary.
Oh my gosh, call 911.
Right away.
Yeah, so the car drove off and that was it, the end.
Okay.
Wow, that was, it's a hard way to start the day, Jeffrey.
I missed a part here, I think. Of course, people who saw it called 911 immediately.
Okay, good.
And officers were dispatched, and they performed a high-risk stop on the vehicle.
Wow.
So they went and tried to save the little girl and discovered it was just a prank cooked up by the girl. Her mom really was driving.
Shut up.
You are grounded for life.
Oh, man. I think at that point you look for a new mom. You're disowned. Like, she's not your mom anymore.
Yeah.
She told the police, quote, she thought it would be a fun thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That's
obviously, the girl's mom was not aware of that prank. And after confirming the incident was just a hoax, officers let the mother and daughter go. But
imagine how confused you are when like 80 cop cars suddenly rush your car.
And she has to have a mom line like waiting. Like she's like, you're going to wish I wasn't your mother after this.
Yeah.
You know?
I knew I should have stopped at that stop sign. Like, darn it.
SWAT team.
Well, now if you're driving down the road and see somebody tied up with duct tape and a look of fear in their eyes, just laugh and say, ha, good one.
Yeah. I don't think that's the lesson.
That is the lesson learned.
Yeah. Idiots.
All right, well, let's get into our shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names in the studio with us. We're going to draw a name out of the hat to find out who puts on the shot caller today. Whoever does, I'll read a question to them, and if they get it right, they don't get shocked. I will, because I asked them a terrible question.
Mm-hmm.
If they get it wrong, they will get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in 78592. Tell us, who do you want to hear get shocked today? Jose's drawing a name out of the hat because he had the shot caller last. Who'd you get?
It says Jeffy Wildcard with five exclamation points, and then it says woot woot.
Oh.
So woot woot, Jeffrey Wildcard.
Woot woot. Okay, let's go with Brooke today.
Hey, woot woot.
God, I knew it just because I love woot woot.
Yeah, you
knew it.
All right, you put that on, and while you're doing that, I'll read you the shot caller question. Speaking of children misbehaving, we all know that no matter how well-behaved a child is, they love to find ways to get into trouble with their parents.
Yeah.
And
darn kids.
A new survey asked 2,000 parents for the most common ways that their kids misbehave at home. And they found the top 10 answers. You have to give me the top 3 in no particular order. Plus, I'll give you a lifeline. You can guess anything, and I'll let you know if it's in there.
This is perfect for you, Brooke.
So, breaking house rules. I know I'm going through the list right now.
She's like angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's so
I cross my arms. My body language has changed.
Your kids are getting spanked when they get home. They have no idea why.
I mean, the first one that comes to mind is like the rule I think every house has is like no jumping on the furniture, right? Like, that or like rough housing. Maybe is the right way to put it.
And yeah, back in the 70s or 60s, they called it rough housing. But we'll call it rough housing for your sake. We don't want to confuse
There's
you.
There's no other word, Jeffrey. It's like running around like you're a crazy animal.
Yeah.
Okay, and breaking stuff. I hate that.
Okay,
if you have a sibling, my second thought is hitting said sibling.
Yeah, being nice.
Either side. Like, you can't hit people in the house. There's a lot of abuse going on in my house.
Good look at the violence inside Brooke's home right now. Roughhousing, hitting.
And then another argument I have is screen time. Like, screen time is
a new one
that is a constant fight.
No, because I'm telling you, some parents let their kids just free for all it on the screen time. I think you're...
Are you just basing it off the mommies that you've been dating?
Like, yeah, pretty much.
Also, a huge argument always is like dinner time anything, like whether that be cleaning your dishes or...
See, I was going to say chores.
Eating your food. Yeah, chores in general would be a good one.
And remember, you're thinking about your kids, but this is like all
And remember, this isn't just like children doing things you don't want them to do. This is them outright misbehaving.
Yeah. Okay, repeat it all.
A new survey asked 2,000 parents for the most common ways that their kids misbehave at home. They found the top 10 answers. You just have to give me the top 3. Plus, you still have your lifeline. You can guess something.
Okay, no, I'm going to go with lying, roughhousing, and I'm going to go
just
with, like,
chores.
Some sort of sibling abuse.
Physical
That's
abuse.
Very wide.
Right. Hitting, scratching, hair pulling, they're all
Dang.
Things that we... I mean, I only have a 2 and a 5-year-old, and we've already covered all of
these. What are they, MMA fighters? Yep.
All right, a new survey asked 2,000 parents for the most common ways their kids misbehave at home. You had to name the top 3, and you're guessing lying, roughhousing, and sibling-on-sibling action.
Yep.
Is that roughhousing?
No, different.
Okay. I'm uncomfortable with sibling-on-sibling
Jumping on
action.
Couches and, like, breaking stuff is roughhousing.
Yeah, breaking stuff.
Let's go over the answers. Number 3 way that kids misbehave is slamming doors.
Oh, when I'm mad, dude, I used to stomp up the stairs.
No slamming doors in the house.
Ooh.
Number 2 is throwing things or playing catch inside.
Roughhousing.
That's roughhousing.
That counts.
And the number 1 way that children misbehave at home is jumping on the bed or furniture.
Oh,
I think it's all the same. All the same.
Oh,
well, you didn't get all 3, Brooke, and somebody wanted you to sing Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
All right. All the day I was a bone.
Na, 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 na.
The nurses all gather round.
Na, 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 na.
And they gaze in wide wonder
na, 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 na.
At the joy they had found.
Oh,
the head nurse spoke up and she said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Oh! I didn't get even to the b-b-b-b part.
Bad.
Your phone tap is coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.